on FM, online, 24/7. This is 88.3 Southern FM.
Now, if the excitement of the Northern Territory was a bit over the top, in New Zealand, any excitement was entirely justified. Those Kiwis were shooting for the moon. Last night, the Capstone spacecraft was sent into orbit for NASA. But why launch a moonshot from New Zealand?
Welcome to quite literally the future of space exploration. It is just at T-minus 51 minutes to the countdown, and here in New Zealand, I am joining you live from the Rocket Lab Mission Control Centre in Auckland to take you through today's launch of the Capstone mission from our country's eastern shore of the North Island. Daryl, if you're looking for a launch site anywhere in the world, the ideal location is an island in the middle of the ocean, which New Zealand as a country makes a great option for. And if you're going to launch east, which you would like to do because you get that free push in the same rotation of the Earth, then the east coast of New Zealand is a great place to be, and Mahia on its peninsula jutting out over into the coast is a wonderful spot because we have very little air and marine traffic, so it's really a one in a million location.
The launch vehicle was Rocket Lab's Electron.
The mission will launch from Pad B today at Launch Complex 1, where we have two orbital launch pads within our private spaceport dedicated for Electron launches. Now, Rocket Lab launches typically deploy spacecrafts to orbits between 500 and 1,200 kilometres altitude above Earth's surface. But this time, as you'll know, Electron and our upper stage Photon will send the Capstone spacecraft a little bit further than usual, some 1.3 million kilometres further. Around 9 minutes after liftoff, Electron's second stage will separate from Photon, placing the spacecraft bus and its Capstone payload into an initial low Earth orbit of just 165 kilometres. Now, from this initial parking orbit, Photon's Hypercurie engine will perform a series of orbit-raising manoeuvres over 5 days to stretch its orbit into a prominent ellipse around Earth. Now, 6 days after launch, Hypercurie will ignite one final time, accelerating Photon to allow it to escape low Earth orbit and set Capstone on a course for the moon. From there, Capstone's journey to NRHO is expected to take around 4 months, with the CubeSat's team at Advanced Space's Mission Operations Center commanding the spacecraft to fire its thrusters to adjust its course accordingly.
Our Capstone will not land on the moon. Rather, it will orbit it in a special way.
It's time now to dive into the details of Capstone's orbit, the near rectilinear halo orbit. I spoke to Najood Maransi, chief of the NASA Exploration Mission Planning Office, about it.
Najood Maransi, thank you for being here. We're launching, of course, Capstone today, a microwave-sized CubeSat that's going into this near rectilinear halo orbit. Eventually, it will lead the way for Gateway, a much larger lunar outpost where astronauts will go. What's the difference between getting Capstone into that orbit versus the lunar Gateway?
One of the really interesting things with the orbit mechanics is we can sort of play with, you know, how much propellant it takes to get somewhere and the time it takes. So Capstone is using a ballistic lunar transfer, so it'll take 3 months to get to NRHO, but it'll use a quarter of the delta velocity that we'll need when we fly this with Artemis and the crew. So the crew will only spend, you know, 5 to 10 days in transit. We'll fly very close to the moon and use the moon to slingshot us out there, but it takes more delta velocity or, you know, relative propellant amount. So, you know, we can play with both the time and the duration to get into NRHO based on whether we're flying crew or you're doing something so uncrewed like the Capstone mission.
And looking at this near rectilinear halo orbit, you can see it really goes quickly around the moon, but spends more time away from it. Why is that? And are there advantages or disadvantages to that?
Yeah, so the NRHO or near rectilinear halo orbit, it's an elliptical orbit. So when you're close to the moon, the spacecraft, either any spacecraft, will fly very fast. You'll go over the north pole of the moon in about a day, but then we spend about 6 days over the big part below the south pole of the orbit. So you go very fast close to the moon, slow when you're away from the moon. But the reason we're in this orbit is it's incredibly stable. but also relatively close to the moon. So with that stability, we only need the equivalent of 10 meters per second of delta velocity for a whole year to maintain the orbit, which is very small in spacecraft terms. So that means we can put the Gateway there for, you know, 10, 15 years and not need a lot of propellant to keep it there. But it's also close enough to the moon that the human landing system can access the South Pole. We can do the human exploration in the future, as well as have that stability for a good outpost capability. So really, it was that balanced orbit for the long-term planning of Artemis and the objectives we need for human exploration.
Oh, that's very interesting. And so what is required in order to maintain that very unique orbit? Is it difficult?
So the orbit should be relatively easy to maintain, but that's why we want Capstone to go first so we can collect all the data and validate the models. So it doesn't really matter what size the vehicles are. The orbit mechanics will work the same. So with Capstone as the sort of pathfinder, it can demonstrate the navigation, the guidance, the propulsive capability to maintain the orbit, and we can really just extract from that the math to validate the orbits for Gateway, Orion, and Artemis missions. So the maintenance of the orbit is really fascinating, easy thing to do, so we can use these two missions to compare how they work. But the other advantages of this orbit is it's very stable for power and thermal and has continuous communication with Earth. So, you know, the operations in this orbit are really good for that long-term deep space exploration capabilities that we want to demonstrate.
Najoub Maransi, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
And Marshall Smith is the director of the Human Lunar Exploration Programs at NASA headquarters. 2 years ago, he had this description of Capstone's objectives.
Capstone is really about us understanding how to navigate and work in weak stability boundary areas. So there, you know, we talk a lot about going to NRHO, but we really haven't done that. How do we navigate and maintain orbits in that kind of environment? So that's a GNC test that we'll be doing. And it's not really kind of focused on the science aspect of it. It's more about the operational and the kind of aspects we need to go live and operate in those areas.
Well, exactly on time. The Electron roared off into the night.
And now we are coming up to a critical juncture in the lead up to launch, the switch to the countdown auto sequence. The team are tracking no issues with the launch vehicle. Capstone and Photon remain healthy, and the weather is looking good. So at T-minus 2 minutes, very shortly, that autonomous flight computer on Electron will take over the launch countdown, followed by the call that LOX loading is complete on Electron. Then at T-minus 1 minute, we can expect confirmation that the vehicle's first and second stages are pressurized for launch. So, followed by that will be the iconic final countdown to liftoff at T-minus 10 seconds and engine ignition at T-minus 3 seconds. We'll hand over now to Mission Control and listen in to those calls to launch.
Launch vehicle is fully on internal power. Lunar Photon is on internal power.
LOX load complete. LOX system in recirculation.
All helium anti-gassing disabled.
Stage 1 and stage 2 oppressed.
High flow engine purge enabled. Water deluge activated.
T minus 20 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And lift off.
Electron propulsion is nominal.
At T plus 1 minute, and Electron is in the air and onward to the moon for the Capstone mission. That rocket is soaring through this nighttime sky, now past 14 kilometers in altitude in these past few moments. Now, things look to be continuing nominally, which means that shortly, Electron will come up against Max-Q, or maximum dynamic pressure. Now, this is the moment when Electron will experience its most amount of mechanical stress as it travels through the atmosphere. And I can confirm from Mission Control that we have had Max-Q confirmed. So that was a successful pass through that milestone. And Electron is onward to low Earth orbit. So propulsion appears nominal on that first stage, and the Photon Lunar upper stage and Capstone spacecraft remain healthy inside the rocket's fairing.
And the Electron did make it into Earth orbit. And the latest word from Rocket Lab is that the first of those perigee firings needed to raise the orbit has successfully been completed.
From Mordialloc to Malvern, you're listening to Southern FM.
Where you're listening to The Space Show.